This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said Sunday the recent flooding in Europe is terrifying. She promised swift financial assistance for one of the hardest hit regions in her country. As the death toll reached 184 across Europe, including 157 in Germany, Merkel said the German language could barely describe the devastation that had taken place. As rescue workers continue their search for missing people, a district in Bavaria in southern Germany was hit by flash flooding that killed at least one person. In the worst-hit Ahrweiler district south of Cologne, about 110 people have been killed, with more bodies expected to be found there as floodwaters recede. The floods began Wednesday and have mainly hit the states of Rhineland-Palatinate, North Rhine-Westphalia, and parts of Belgium, where the death toll stands at 27. Entire communities have been left without power or communications. Protesters against coronavirus measures and vaccines attacked a Cypriot television station and torched cars outside the building in Nicosia on Sunday evening. Police confirmed the incident at Sigma TV and said about 2,500 protesters went to the network after a larger protest outside the presidential palace against what they called forced vaccinations. An AFP reporter saw thousands of people in the area near Sigma TV in Nicosia carrying posters protesting the Safe Pass. It's a certificate showing proof of coronavirus vaccination, which became effective earlier this week in the Republic of Cyprus. Sigma is seen as having a hardline stance against anti-vaccination activists. It has been targeted in previous protests against anti-COVID measures. You can follow that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. COVID-19 is taking a devastating toll on medical professionals in Indonesia, where 114 doctors have died so far this month. That's more than double the number of doctors who died in June, according to a physicians' network. The Indonesian government says 95% of health workers have received COVID-19 vaccines. On Sunday, a spokesperson for the physicians group told reporters that the monthly death toll for doctors is the highest since the start of the pandemic in March of 2020. A total of 545 doctors in Indonesia have died since the beginning of the pandemic. The group also noted that hundreds of other health workers have died as a result of the pandemic. 445 nurses, 42 pharmacists, 223 midwives, 25 laboratory workers. Domestic flights to and from Bangkok and other provinces classified by the Thai government as high risk from COVID-19 will be suspended starting July 21st. This according to the Civil Aviation Authority of Thailand on Sunday. Exceptions are being made for medical flights and emergency landing aircrafts. Pope Francis made his first public appearance since returning to the Vatican midweek after an 11-day hospital stay. He told well-wishers they should take a break and switch off from the stresses of modern life. The 84-year-old Pope had colon surgery on July 4th. It was the first time Francis has faced a significant health concern during his 8-year papacy. In his Sunday address, the Pope mentioned some of the events dominating world headlines. He urged an end to the recent public unrest in South Africa and called for peace and dialogue in Cuba after unprecedented protests rocked the communist-run country. Afghanistan said Sunday it has asked all of its diplomats in Pakistan to return to Kabul until Islamabad addresses all security risks to them and brings justice to those behind last week's brief abduction of the Afghan ambassador's daughter. The announcement came a day after the Afghan government said the daughter of the Afghan envoy was taken hostage for several hours and, quote, severely tortured by unknown assailants in the Pakistani capital on Friday afternoon, before being set free. A hospital medical report confirmed that the victim was physically assaulted. Russian Deputy Prime Minister Alexander Novak said on Sunday that Russia will raise its oil output in the second half of the year thanks to a new deal agreed by the OPEC Plus group of leading oil-producing countries to increase their total production. Novak said Russia will start increasing oil output monthly by 100,000 barrels per day from this August. It will reach pre-crisis levels of production in May of 2022. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.